spin up your folding chair next to me. My feet are buried in the sand, and there's a breeze. There's a shadow, you can't see my eyes. And the sea is just a wetter version of the skies. Let's get a silver bullet trailer and have a baby boy. I'll safety pin his clothes all cool and you'll graffiti up his ties. I got a perfect body, but sometimes I forget. I got a perfect body, 'cause my eyelashes catch my sweat. Yes, they do.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Live by Life. Welcome, dear friends.
Good morning, WGXC listeners. My name is Matthew Winnie Hamilton. We are so excited to be here. I want you guys to hear our friends' names.
My name is Michael from Camp Hill Hudson.
My name is Sean.
And I'm Kelly.
And this is Live by Life, our monthly radio podcast on WGXC Airwaves. Airs the fourth Sunday of every month at 3:30 with special guests almost every time. So
Live by Life, welcome.
Yes. And now, Sean, will you do the introduction and introduce our guest?
Josephine Jelczewski is a teaching artist in Catskill, New York. Many creating works on paper and in clay. She grew up in Rochester, New York, and found herself staying in the Hudson Valley region after attending SUNY New Paltz. She lives with her wife, as well as a dog named Gracie Marie, and two cats, Sarah Thomas and Penny Dreadful, who's not really dreadful. She aspires to consolidate her teaching practices with adults with different abilities, focusing on craft work, avatsky, and community independence, and some sort of illustrated text one day. Welcome, JoJo.
Hello.
It's nice to have you here, JoJo. Say hello one time. I want to make sure I got your mic level pretty good. And
hello.
Hello. It's nice to have you here. We're in the Catskill studio on Main Street, and Main Street is all torn up. We had a lovely time finding a parking spot, right, friends? Yeah. Give me a, I don't have a bell ringer here. I've got this little nice. We do that, JoJo, when we like something. So.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So that's our approval bell. So, all right. Kelly, do you want to ask the first question?
Yes. You were born in Rochester. What was life like there? And can you share any childhood memories?
Sure. Yeah, I grew up in the suburbs of Rochester, and I have a pretty big family, so I spent a lot of time with my cousins from both sides, and I grew up in a neighborhood where you could play games with all the neighborhood kids, so I did that too. Lots of Ghost in the Graveyard and Tag, so it was pretty fun.
Ghosts in the Graveyard. What is, wait, I don't know that one.
Oh, really? No. It's kind of like, it's like the opposite of tag, where there's a ghost.
Okay.
And everyone hides, and then you find the ghost.
Okay. Everybody, yeah. Let's hide real quick. This is a beautiful thing that you can't see on the radio. Okay. Where are you, JoJo? Oh, there you are. Okay. That was a great joke. Okay, so you had wonderful childhood not in Rochester, but near Rochester.
Yeah.
What else? What's the landscape like there? And like, yeah, I mean, does that affect you later in life in terms of your artwork being in that area?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think my main experience that affected my artwork was how much community I had there. That's kind of been my grounding searching point when making. I like making with other people, making around people. So yeah, I think that was my main influence. But landscape wise, it's near Lake Ontario. I grew up kind of near woods and farmland, but it's ever so turning into some strip malls now, as the suburbs do. But yeah, I'd say I love drawing places and people and things. That's kind of my main focus.
That's cool. Well, we know each other fairly well, so the fact that you mentioned community, that now ties in what people will find out later about you in terms of your art and the work that you do. Did you want to ask that question, Sean?
How did you get into visual arts and pottery, clay work?
That is a great question. I was really into it in high school, like middle school, high school. And I had a teacher, shout out Miss Flisnick, who put me in for like a scholarship to Nazareth College when I was in high school. And I got to do this really amazing program over the summer. And it kind of made me want to go to school for arts. I got to practice different techniques with ceramic and drawing there. It was really cool.
Speaking of like education, you have three bachelor degrees?
I do. Yeah. I've been searching for
been searching for a while
what fits. But when I first went to SUNY New Paltz, I went for visual arts, studio art, and French. And I focused in on French because I really wanted to study abroad. And that helped me get the second degree. I wasn't planning on it, but because I studied abroad.
This is the thing. You and I have known each other for like over 10 years. I didn't know you. So do you speak French?
Very little. I would say I used to very well, but I have not practiced, so.
Okay. Well, Quebec is calling. Okay. Oui, oui. Well, 3 degrees, that's pretty impressive. Matt, did you want to ask your question?
Yes. You joined Camp Hill Service years ago. What made you decide to go there?
Yeah, when I was, I did a teaching program in France for a year, and when I was there, it was kind of like a internship volunteer stipend program, and I was looking for my next step to continue that, and I found AmeriCorps, and Camp Hill Triform in particular was on the AmeriCorps list of qualifying AmeriCorps service projects. So I joined and I stayed there for 2 years and I've just never left. I've loved it.
Amen to that. I think Matthew, you first met JoJo at Triform, right?
Is
that at the Triform Camp Hill near Livingston, New York? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a great time together.
Yeah. You were in the same house, the day student in my house in Anatos.
Yeah. What I mean, and that's really how, you know,
Johanna and
sorry, go ahead.
Johanna and Marie.
Just stay close to that microphone, Matthew.
Yeah, these are members.
This is the people that you lived with. Camp Hill is the organization that kind of connects the four of us here with you. When you joined, what were your so you had some impressions either talking to people on the phone and the website, but what were your initial impressions when you got there and how did you change, evolve from that experience? Yeah, because you live there. Impressions, yeah.
Yeah, so I as a during college, I spent time working with a family as a nanny for two kids with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And so I had some sense of what the community space and the work would look like. But I'd say it was really impactful being in a space with just everybody so close knit and helping each other. Mm-hmm. It was really lovely.
Yeah, because you lived there. You were living and working with people with various abilities, all abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very intimate atmosphere, 24/7, more or less.
Yeah.
But from there, you later joined in a different capacity, doing, because I'm curious with your teaching. You know, how when you kind of moved out of Triform and then you kind of became the Dayhab, like how was that teaching and you got degrees in teaching? Yeah.
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 So I then ended up moving, working for Camp Hill Hudson as a DSP for a while. And I moved in with a resident at Camp Hill Hudson for about a year as their live-in caregiver. And that was fun too. And yeah, during that time, I was studying back at New Paltz for my art ed degree. So to get my art cert, so that was the third bachelor's degree that I went for.
Come on, Matt, you got to ring the bell once in a while. Don't make Sean do all the work. So you went back for the third degree.
Yeah.
Which one was that again?
It was visual arts education.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was kind of the moment where I knew I wanted to teach and with teach kids, teach in many different capacities. I taught a lot at Triform and I then got hired there full time to be the ceramic work leader. And then when COVID came around, I ended up doing a lot of virtual programming and that kind of morphed into this Dayhab leader, Dayhab supervisor that I did for about 3 years there.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember as you were talking, do you remember you and I made a film in the COVID year 2020 at our friend's barn in Ghent about Alice in Wonderland and cross dressing and spirituality. That was quite a trip.
It was very fun.
It was fun. We'll have to leave it right there. What was the film about? I just told you. So you did have all these degrees, and then you bought a house. You and your partner.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that, and then we'll lead into the tea shop and yeah.
Sure.
Just like that whole period in between COVID and properly moving to Catskill and getting married. Yeah.
Yeah. So I moved to Catskill a little earlier than when we bought the house, but I met my wife actually through living in Camp Hill Hudson too. She worked at the she worked at the tea shop across the street from the apartment I lived in. So
yeah,
that's kind of how we met. And I think we had a collective mutual dream about having a space. A community space, a space for tea and coffee and treats and art making. My wife is also really interested in, she went to MICA for bookbinding and printmaking. So she's got teaching experience as well. We have a lot in common in that sense. So and then we bought a house in Catskill. We got married, lots of really big events.
Tell us your wife's name.
Carrie. And then recently we kind of jumped into this big project and we are now we are open 2 days a week, Fridays and Saturdays in Catskill on West Bridge Street, right across from the jujitsu place. And it's called West Bridge Tea and Art.
And that leads to the question Matthew wants to ask, yeah.
When did you get the idea to start the tea shop?
Yeah. Well, we had the idea kind of in little bits and pieces throughout our whole relationship, but it was really just this past year that we I started to sell things at the Catskill Farmers Market and try to start my art making business, kind of get it off the ground. And Carrie's has been working at Verdigris for a long time. And yeah, it was just kind of an intuitive thing to start this year and move forward with. So
awesome. Yeah, some of us have been there already. Yeah. Kelly, Matthew, myself, you want to say anything about the Westbridge Tea and Art Shop? Is that the proper name? Yeah. You want to say anything about your experience there, being there?
It's a really cool place.
What's cool about it?
It's just the atmosphere, how it's open, and you can like walk around and do stuff, and they have an art student back where you can like do art and collages, things like that.
So you made some collages already? No. Or you're looking forward to doing it?
I'm looking forward to doing it.
Looking forward to doing it. Yeah. I think it's set up or it is has already started, right? Yeah.
My experience about Shoshua Tea Shop, I remembered in Solaris, Shoshua bring art to day program. And going to Verdigris is all teas, chocolates, and bakers. Now, Georgia have her own cafe, make me have a big experience, have nice warm drink and treats, and do some projects. It feels like it's really look like art, tea shop museum. Look, a really amazing place.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of Jojo and Carrie move on doing a new experience for your life. I'm so proud.
Thanks, Matthew.
Yeah, and you were there with our friend Giovanni, right?
Yeah, Gio.
And there's a photo.
Alistair, yeah. Myself, Maria, Annie Green.
Nice.
And Nicholas, too.
Yeah. So, yeah. Tea and art.
Yeah.
A nice cozy environment.
We should
change
the name to Tea Shops Art Museum.
Art Museum. Well, we don't have art up yet, but that is a...
I think you mean a gallery, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Art gallery. Yeah, I think is what I... Yeah, is there other...
Yeah.
You want to say anything else about the future ideas or other things you have in the works?
So they were kind of talking a bit about walking in, having a treat, and then there is an art space that you can go in. Right now it's free, so you can walk in and there's a collage project available in the art studio. And eventually the goal is to, you know, have more hours throughout the week in December and moving forward January.
Nice.
And
maybe for the Catskill winter solstice.
Yeah, we're planning to be open then. We'll have a free art project for kids also during that time.
Nice,
so if you stop in, you can do some collage. And then, you know, moving forward, we want to offer different classes that are maybe private or group classes.
Nice.
We have some plans with different community spaces to do art classes. And I will hopefully start a kids series on Saturdays from 3 to 5 in December. It'll be posted on the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that website?
It's www.westbridgeteaandart.com.
Yeah. Awesome. We'll mention that at the end too.
Okay.
Matthew, you want to say something?
Yes. For Tampa from director, I have New City meeting about art and crafts projects. It would be nice bringing the kids or other people from different communities go to Catskill for arts and craft projects, have treats. And I will.
That goes to Kelly's question, though, that she wants to ask.
I will put in newsletter and Tampon Forum about your cafe.
All right. Thanks, Matthew.
Okay.
Did you want to ask that question about the treats?
Sorry.
Yeah, it was kind of a little bit of a mix up here.
Which we don't have to mention. Your name, JoJo, was accidentally put on the list. You were supposed to ask yourself a question.
Oh.
But Kelly stepped in. You want to ask it?
What kinds of treats and teas do you have?
Yeah. Well, right now we have black, green, and herbal tea selection, about maybe like 5 to 10.
Give me some tea. Okay.
And we have one oolong currently.
Oolong.
We would love to expand that to be a lot more in the future.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we have coffee drinks. We've been having some seasonal things like hot apple cider,
yes,
hot chocolate. And then the baked goods are all made in house. Carrie's mom is also baking.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yay. Shout out to Carrie's mom. Thank you, mom.
Yeah, really. we've been making everything gluten-free in the back. So we try to be very allergy friendly. So there's no wheat used in our kitchen, and we are not using any peanuts. So if you have a peanut allergy, feel free to come in. There shouldn't be any issues.
Nice. And I saw the latest, some kind of chocolate recipe. It was on the Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it looked, I was like, oh, vegan. I think
yes.
It was vegan. So.
Yeah, we're expanding into some vegan treats.
Yeah. Cool. Now, as much as we want to talk about the tea and the food, Sean wanted to ask you the next question.
Yeah. What made you want to start teaching?
Ooh, what made me want to start teaching? I think teaching is transformative. It really is for everybody, for the teacher, for the people you're teaching, for people who get to like vicariously see art. I think it's just really wonderful, the whole process. So that's why I'm there. That's why I'm doing it.
That makes me want to ask this question about on your webpage. You had this thing about accessible and common, which feed, I'm quoting from your blog, I think.
Yeah.
Accessible, common feed into my art practice as it feeds into my teaching practice. And I really wanted to know if you could unpack that a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Because I thought that was a very cool little phrase.
Yeah, I think so many people think that art is kind of like this... maybe unreachable or unattainable space, especially like as a person who went for studio art first, the art world can feel a little daunting. And I think everybody is an artist. That's like my main point with saying that, and that you can be an artist by using any materials. Like you can make art by drawing with rocks on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. I think you said grape juice and leaves or something.
Yeah, grape juice and leaves. You can use tea. It's what the creative part of you that comes out through materials. I think baking is an art. I think really anything can become an art form. And nice. That's really my version of what art is and how I feel it should be accessible to everybody.
Amen. Amen to that. I think we could ring the bells for the rest of the interview here. I love that. The other thing too is that the location of the tea shop, it's on Main. Sorry, I'm getting my streets mixed up. It is Main Street, but that whole section of Catskill is really sprucing up as well.
Yeah.
So that. I'm assuming that's just going to bring business to Tea Shop and all the other places, yeah.
Yeah, there's this great barbershop across the street. The other thing that I really love about Catskill is there's so many wonderful people that just are warm and welcoming. And the moment that we started to kind of be in that space, we had all of the neighbors coming over. So supporting local business is so important. Yeah.
Another amen. Oh, yes, Matthew's improvising.
By the way, Michael, this is not church. This is WGXC.
This is not church. Yeah, this is WGXC, and we're performing in a way. We're doing art right now, Matthew. That's true. So, Matthew, did you want to ask about the tea shop? Yeah.
When will the art shop be opened and what will happen there?
Yeah. So right now, Fridays and Saturdays, November 2025, Fridays and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., we are open. And moving forward, our hours will expand. We'll most likely be open on the weekend days and some of the weekdays. Our goal is to keep baking, to keep having free art experiences for people as well as classes. We want to show people's art. So if you're a local artist and you're interested in showing your work, I've already talked with some teachers about student artwork too, so that could be cool.
Very nice. So lots of things in the works, and you've only been open not even a month yet,
right?
We're recording on November 20th, which is somebody's birthday. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me. Yes, thank you, everybody. So where are we now? Sean, did you want to ask?
Who are your favorite artists or your favorite works of art?
I saw that question before and I was like, oh boy. What a big question.
Too many.
I love so many different artists, but I think the ones that inspire like my drawing would be Egon Schiele and
I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, Klimt, like Gustav Klimt.
Oh my God, did you know that one painting sold for $230 million?
Oh, really?
What's that organization? Sotheby's in New York City.
Oh yeah.
$230 million for that one.
Wow.
That like 6 foot high, 6 foot long painting. Anyway, yeah. So Klimt.
Yeah.
You could be a great artist like that and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay, here.
I love Art Nouveau period. Just how romantic and like how feminine all of the artworks were during that time. It was really like natural, inspired by nature and also industry.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very cool period.
I dig it. I love all those artists. Where are we? Did you want to ask Kelly about the projects? Yeah.
Can you talk about one of your favorite projects or experiences in creating art or community through art?
Yes. Yes, I can. I think that maybe I will pull from my experience working at Triform in the pottery. And mainly because the whole goal of that space was to allow people to create objects together collectively. It's really shaped my view of how to make things in a group and how to include everybody and find ways to make sure everyone is included. I use that a lot, like what I learned in that space of breaking down projects to involve, you know, people's hands, people's ideas in every step.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a whole philosophy and way of way of living, a way of being. I have this quote here that is also on your on your blog or on your website. Material is not the sign of the creative feeling for life. Is that do you remember that quote? It's on a piece of paper and it's a photograph. Is that a quote of another person, or is that you? Or
that is not me. That is a quote of MC Richards.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Who also very inspiring to me. Her book, I think it's called Poetry, Pottery, and Person.
Oh, wow. Poetry, maybe. Pottery, and Person.
Yeah. But MC cool. Richards was also a Camp Hill influencer,
yes.
Kind of like lived in
yes.
Camp Hill long term.
Yes, yes.
And I loved her book. That's one of her quotes that really sits with me dearly is material is not the oh, I'm not going to be able to say it all, but...
the one I just said?
Yeah.
Let's say this as a mantra. Material is not the sign of the creative feeling for life, yes. Okay, that's a great quote, and it's great for my birthday, so I'm going to take that up, yeah. There's something... Yeah, well, it's material, but it's like, where do the ideas come from to make art? It just, yeah, it's beautiful. Which, speaking of beautiful, Kelly, do you want to read that last beautiful question?
Do you have any advice on how to lead a good life?
Any advice on how to lead a good life? Yeah, I think... I feel like we should all wake up in the morning and try to do the activities that Campbell Hudson does in their morning circle.
Oh, you want to say what that is? You're giving a plug for our morning circle.
Well, I gotta say, since I've not been going every week, I've been missing the physical like movement and the meditation and the singing and the community around that.
Oh, cool.
I think everybody needs that. I really do. I need it.
It's kind of like social breathing kind of thing, or social moving.
Fridays.
Yeah.
I should come on Fridays.
Well, I was thinking, I am not the. I know you guys are owner, but my request is you should be open at night.
Open at night.
Because we need you at day program. Everybody talk about you, especially your favorite Anna Queen. She needs you. Everybody needs you.
Well, we all need each other, and that's community, and that's the art of living and working together. So, Westbridge Tea and Art. On Main Street in Catskill is the place to go and to be. What's the website again?
www.westbridgestreet.com.
Wow. I don't know if we're going to be able to type blah.
No.
Let's
redo.
Do take two. Take two, even though we won't edit it out. Okay. Wow, Matthew, my ears are ringing.
For your birthday ring.
Yeah, birthday ring. Okay.
www.westbridgeteaandart.com. And tea is spelled out like T-E-A, like drinking tea.
Yes, we're drinking tea. And any upcoming events besides winter solstice on the December 21st?
Well, this week, actually, we have a local artist who has taken some of our cup sleeves, like the cardboard cup sleeves, and has started to make art on them. And so we are hoping that you'll come in, and like the people who first acquire these can have a little discount if they bring their reusable sleeve back. But it's a really beautiful project of different artworks and mantras kind of on the tea sleeves. Wow. So
artwork and mantras. Amen to that. Maybe we can put material is not the sign of the creative feeling for life. I got to practice that. Okay.
You should.
Thank you, Jojo. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jojo, for joining us at WGXE Show. Thank you for listening. Our lovely show, WGXE Live About Life, 90.7 FM, Campbell Hudson. Live Our Life show. Enjoy the show and happy Thanksgiving holiday, and do not eat too much.
Here's Tracy Chapman, Stand By Me.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. Oh, darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. If the sky we look upon should
tumble and fall. Or the mountains should crumble to the sea. I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. Oh, darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me, stand by me, stand by me.